Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by ShamanSpiritCenter.com and LittleShaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk to you about narcissism and the dark triad. For those who don't know, the dark triad of personality consists of narcissism, Machiavellianism, and psychopathy. There are considered to be differences between these things, but it is acknowledged that they overlap greatly. In other words, they don't exist independently of each other. Someone who has one has all. There are some other traits that are starting to be included with these, such as sadism or being spiteful, but they really aren't separate. They all go together, are interdependent, and actually functions of each other in many ways. The truth is, they overlap because the root of them is all the same, which research is finally starting to reflect and support. If you haven't guessed, the core root of them all is pathological narcissism. The way narcissism is often perceived clinically can make it appear differently from the other two, but as those who have dealt with pathologically narcissistic people know, there's really no difference at all. It's the same thing highlighted multiple ways and given multiple names. For example, Machiavellianism is the ends justify the means type of mindset, consisting of all the traits that go along with that. Callousness, cruelty, deceitfulness, lack of morality, lack of remorse, lack of empathy, conning and manipulating other people, coldness, pathological self-interest and self-focus. Sound familiar? The views and behaviors associated with Machiavellianism don't exist without a core of pathological narcissism. They are pathological narcissism. In some ways, it's an outdated misunderstanding to label this as something separate from narcissism, because it's not. Even the so-called hero narcissist or the vulnerable narcissist display Machiavellianism because they have no qualms about conning or manipulating other people to get their needs met or get what they want. In other words, it's not a dark triad thing. It's a narcissist thing. It's the same with psychopathy. Psychopathy is predicated on pathological narcissism. There is no psychopathy without a core of narcissism. It is what we could call end-stage narcissism. This is what you end up with when it's not possible to be more pathologically narcissistic. A normal personality structure is triadic. Even in non-psychopathic narcissists, this is true. Triadic means the personality has three parts. Ego, superego, and id. The id is primitive desire and need. The ego is the part that tries to keep the id in check by finding real-world ways to fulfill the id's needs and desires using logic, communication, or whatever else it needs to use. And the superego is the guide that keeps the ego in check regarding how to do these things by utilizing morals, empathy, guilt, and other things taught by society and by caregivers. The psychopathic personality is so narcissistic that it functions without a superego. That is to say, there's no conscience. For whatever reason, this did not develop correctly, and it is either non-existent or so completely dysfunctional that it is rendered completely ineffective. To understand the way these parts all function with each other, we could use the analogy of a horse and a rider. The id is the horse, and the ego is the rider, controlling the horse and keeping the horse in check. The horse is stronger, but the rider is logical and able to think rationally, therefore the rider is able to direct, protect, and guide the horse. Without the conscience, without that superego to guide the rider, like a compass, we end up with a person who does whatever they want in the pursuit of pleasure and feeling good, regardless of if it hurts others. This is what a psychopath is like. A careless rider with no compass on a runaway horse. Now, pathologically narcissistic people who are not psychopaths do have a superego. It's dysfunctional, but they do have one. This is evidenced by the pathological shame they feel in their continuous attempts to alleviate and escape that shame, even to the point of living in a made-up reality where there's somebody else and it's just not there. However, even though they have one, their conscience does not operate the way that it does in a person who is not a narcissist. For example, in some situations where they should feel guilt or shame, they don't. Usually because they've justified their behavior with their Machiavellian ends justify the means way of relating to other people. In other situations where they don't need to feel guilt or shame, they often do, and far too much of it. It's a complicated, backward situation that results in the confusing and confused behavior and views that you see from people who are pathologically narcissistic so much of the time. This is why the person who can abuse others heartlessly and laugh about it can also become truly suicidal over a very small mistake. As we have discussed many times, this isn't just a behavioral, emotional, or cognitive problem. There's a fundamental problem with the actual personality structure. And as you would expect, it affects virtually everything about how this person thinks, behaves, and feels. Narcissism is a spectrum, and the farther down the spectrum towards psychopathy somebody is, the more narcissistic they are. Someone does not have to be a psychopath to have psychopathic traits or behaviors because it's a spectrum. They don't have to be a psychopath to have strong Machiavellian traits or views either. Being pathologically narcissistic and being on the pathologically narcissistic end of the spectrum is enough. There's a huge amount of overlap, and everyone is different, so the combinations or ways that these things can present themselves are seemingly endless. That they will present themselves in some way is something we can say for certain. The truth is, Machiavellian and psychopathic traits or behaviors are basically intrinsic to pathological narcissism because narcissism is the base upon which these behaviors and viewpoints grow. If this kind of personality were a garden, then narcissism is the soil, and the other things are the plants which flourish in that soil. It can be delineated and separated from itself as many times as anybody wants to do it. It can be spread out and parceled into numerous different pieces with numerous different names if that's what people want to do. But the end result is the same. The dark triad as a focus of research has been helpful and illuminating in many respects. But in the end, as Father Marin said in The Exorcist, there's only one. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online, over the phone, via text, via messenger, via email, and through Skype. So if you're interested in speaking with me, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the book an appointment tab to go ahead and do that. I teach workshops a few times a month, so if you're interested in seeing what we're running right now, you can visit littleshaman.org to do that as well. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.